आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार दोस्तों, मैं हूं नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से और आज हम बात कर रहे हैं विक्टोरिया की। हाल ही में ब्रैड बैटन विक्टोरियन पार्लियामेंट में कुछ मल्टीकल्चरल मीडिया प्रतिनिधियों से मिले। आपको बता दें, ब्रैड बैटन राज्य के लिबरल पार्टी के नेता के रूप में चुने गए हैं। उन्होंने ये पद कुछ महीने पहले ही संभाला है। इस प्रेस मीटिंग में ब्रैड बैटन लिबरल पार्टी के कुछ अन्य सदस्यों के साथ पहुंचे, जिनमें शामिल थे शैडो मिनिस्टर एवन मलहोलैंड, डेप्यूटी ऑपोजिशन लीडर सैम ग्रॉथ, शैडो असिस्टेंट मिनिस्टर्स रिनी हीथ और किम ओकीफ। जाहिर सी बात है, इस मल्टीकल्चरल मीडिया कॉन्फ्रेंस में SBS हिंदी टीम भी वहां पहुंची और मीडिया के सदस्यों ने लिबरल पार्टी नेता ब्रैड बैटन से कई सवाल पूछे और ये जानने की कोशिश की कि उनका राज्य के प्रति क्या दृष्टिकोण है। सुनिए उन्होंने क्या कहा।
We are at a very exciting time here in politics, and we've got about 16 months until the next state election, and we know that Victoria is continuing to change, and that change in face across the whole state is something that I think we're very lucky here in this state that is very welcoming, and we've seen the positive impacts it's having in our communities. Just so you know, we're very focused on that next election, and we're focused on the things that are important to, and the things that we know are really, really important at the moment. One of the things that came up now, I'll start with a negative, was unfortunately crime here in Victoria. And for those that haven't seen, Northland Shopping Centre again went to lockdown today with a stolen car that was driven through the centre. We're lucky no injuries, but it's not the first time it's been locked down. I'm out in the southeast, Fountain Gate Shopping Centre. Too often we see knife crime, people running around with machetes. These things are a huge problem, and we know that we have to address them, and it can't be just a one solution fix all. But one of the things that's the biggest fault through our system is you can go into the court system and be out in 90 minutes. You can be out faster than it takes the Victoria Police to do the paperwork and out committing crimes again. So that's why the Victorian Liberals have made sure that we've got a policy to take to the next election, that if you break bail, you face jail. And we think that if you get bail, it's a privilege. And if you go out there and continue to commit crimes, then you should be taken out of the system, put into jail to ensure community safety is our absolute priority. The second thing that's really important to us is home ownership. Home ownership should not be a pipe dream that your kids never get a chance to have a look at, and we're heading in that direction right now. Houses are becoming unaffordable because this government has failed when it comes to a plan for what we're going to do to increase supply. They can talk about it and put it in a book, but it's actually putting it into action, particularly in areas people want to live. But most importantly, it's the tax that's getting in the way. So we hear a lot about many property taxes. The first one that we're focused on is the fact that if a first home buyer wants to buy a home, that they can be paying stamp duty effectively as much or more than their deposit. So we have said that any person who buys their first home in the state, up to $1 million, we will make sure that you will not have to pay any land tax for that property. That could save you up to $55,000, which is equivalent with putting in your deposit to get you in your first home. And in Victoria, the median house price is around about that $918,000. So that is around about that $50,000 saving for anyone that wants to buy their first home in the state. We know how important gas is. We need to keep the gas tap on. That's just the reality of our energy supply here in our state. We've been very lucky for a long time to have a cheap energy supply. If you get in the way too often and try and interrupt the market, we're going to end up with unaffordable energy, and the people that will pay the most are the most vulnerable in the community. And finally, a very important one for us is education. And we know education is all about choice. Every person in the state should have a choice.
जब हमने उनसे पूछा कि भारतीय समुदाय और भारत के प्रति उनकी क्या योजनाएं हैं, उन्होंने बताया।
So as far as the programs we'd look at to working with the Indian community. I've been working with them obviously out in my electorate. There's multicultural events, there's events that people want to run and support from government, and they are exceptional. We talk about the easy ones, Holi, Diwali, those sort of organisations are fantastic, those sort of events are fantastic and engaging. And they also actually engage not just the Indian community, they actually engage the local community who love to come along. Everybody loves the colour run, like when you go in there and you're all the colours, they're really positive. The government also has an opportunity to start to work with groups to look at and identifying, obviously sports is a great way to get people involved. Language, how do we improve the options for language through normal mainstream school without it having to be a special Saturday class? So we need to review on what we can do with language moving forward. And I think that's probably one of the important ones in there. Multicultural centres, places that people can go and feel safe. But most of the groups that I meet with, outside of that, they're asking exactly the same questions that everybody else in the community is asking. Can you make my community safe? That's a priority for me. So we have to work on how we can make the community safe. Can I afford to have a home, whether it's for a rentable buy? We're going to start to focus on that. Why is my car damaged from a pothole? There's all these things that continuously come back to us. And David's favourite one, why haven't we got gas? They're the things that are coming back to us. So there'll be an element we deal with specifically around multiculturalism here in the state, but the main part is really a lot of people are focused on very similar issues. As far as India versus India and Victoria, we will continue. There's trade offices there. We know the importance of them. I see India as one of our largest trade partners going into the future. I think the close proximity, the growth, obviously there's already an attachment there, and we're seeing changes through India right now that I think are technologically advanced and opportunities for us to engage further. We do universities, we don't do TAFEs very well. So there's an opportunity for that which will give skilled workers here. We also see, I went over to Bangalore and Hyderabad, and you see the growth in large companies going there now using it as their base, and international travellers coming into it. We've got an opportunity to engage in that, particularly around data sharing and working with the future in AI, etc. as well. I think there's some great big opportunities we can do there. And manufacturing, we know manufacturing here has struggled. India's got a prime opportunity for growth in that, and I think we can start to work closer with the Indian government for that as well.
ब्रैड बैटन ने 2026 के चुनाव से पहले व्यापक बहुसांस्कृतिक भागीदारी का वादा किया है, जिसमें विविध पृष्ठभूमि से आने वाले उम्मीदवारों को आने वाले स्टेट इलेक्शन में प्राथमिकता देना और सार्वजनिक एजेंसियों में समुदाय समन्वय की भूमिका का विस्तार करना शामिल है। पार्टी की मल्टीकल्चरल स्ट्रेटेजी पर बात करते हुए शैडो मिनिस्टर एवन मलहोलन ने मीडिया को लेकर भी बात की और कहा कि लिबरल पार्टी एसबीएस के विस्तार का मुद्दा उठाने में कामयाब हुई है।
I wanted to talk to you just briefly about something that we achieved in Parliament today that we put forward that was a rare moment of unity, but it only really happened because of our advocacy. Today we passed a motion through the upper house about the SBS and about its importance to Victoria. We saw last year the Federal Labor Government announce an investment into a production hub and centre in Western Sydney and not Victoria. And we were pretty disappointed in that. So part of the motion we passed today that everyone in the Parliament voted for, every party, every member of Parliament voted for, was calling for a physical presence of the SBS in a multicultural location like Broadmeadows or Dandenong. I think that would be so important. I know many of the communities watch and listen to the SBS, but it also has such a terrific flow-on effect from other media organisations as well, who, with the right reference and the right experience in a local multicultural newspaper, will get a job at the SBS or an internship and a pathway. And those training opportunities really create a thriving multicultural media landscape here in Victoria. So I was really proud to work on that motion with my colleague David Davis and make sure that your voice is represented and we can have a thriving multicultural media sector here in this state.
आपको बता दें, ब्रैड बैटन पिछले चार वर्षों में विक्टोरियन लिबरल पार्टी के चौथे लीडर बने हैं। उन्होंने हॉथॉर्न के सांसद जॉन पसूटो से यह स्थान पिछले साल दिसंबर में लिया था।
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।